This morning, having a look at hospital waiting times. They're a little bit out of control, and somebody's had a little bit to say on that is Member for Paterson, Meryl Swanson. And good morning, Meryl. Before we start, I'm going to just reminisce a little bit with you for a moment, if that's okay.
Sure. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, look, we've only been on air together one other time, and
right. You
know what I'm going to say, don't you?
I think I do, yes.
Yeah. Look, you were here working. There was an outside broadcast we were doing, and you asked me just casually before we started, you know, what have you got on for the rest of your weekend? And I said, well, I've got a friend's party that I have to go to, but I don't want to go, so I'm going to try and get out of it. You came on air, threw me under a bus and said, Mark, you've got a party to go to. Where is it? And you're going to have a great time.
And aren't you pleased you went to that party, Mark? You know, seriously.
I had a great time, but that's not the point.
life's too short to miss parties, and I just intuitively knew that. I knew that you needed a little pep up.
Maybe I did. Maybe that's what it was. But you're getting your own back today because you're stuck in Canberra. Why?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much chaos. Wayne said this morning we're being held hostage by savages. It's one of those situations where, unfortunately, the government has struggled overnight in the Senate. They were defeated on the first part of 18C. Now they're filibustering, or time-filling, if you like, while they try and cobble together a deal with the various other parties around the place for their tax cuts, their tax cuts for big business. So that's all going on behind the scenes. And in the meantime, we are just literally waiting at what cost to taxpayers. And the House of Representatives hasn't even started again for today while we wait on the Senate. And it's actually quite frustrating, to be honest with you, Mark, because I had things, you know, to do back in my electorate, as many other people have done, and we're really just sitting here waiting on the Senate. So I can see why Paul Keating used to get most uptight about unrepresentative swill. But anyhow, you know, wait we will do, and I'm busying myself. Actually, I'm putting in a submission about the NBN in our area and how shocking it is. So I've found something to fill in the time. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be very busy. Look, we'll get to the NBN another time, but hospital waiting lists, they seem to be worse now than ever. Is that right? Am I just perceiving that, or is that the actual case?
No, you're quite right. And in fact, a report put out by the New South Wales Liberal government, so I'm, you know, not playing partisan politics here, this was the New South Wales Liberal government, has highlighted the disastrous impacts of the Turnbull government's cuts to health. The Bureau of Health Information report, which was issued earlier this month, shows that more people presented to New South Wales emergency departments between October and December of last year than ever before, and they are waiting longer. And then, you know, to back this up, we've had more reports showing that GP bulk billing in New South Wales has dropped by 0.5%. You know, so there's all of these things. And again, the New South Wales president of the Australian Medical Association, Brad Funcombe, has said that the alarming rate in emergency presentations was a direct result of these cuts to health. And it's not just emergency, it's, as we said, it's waiting times. People waiting, for example, as I made the case in Parliament, to go and see a specialist. Now, I was contacted by a lovely gentleman who said that his wife had waited 4 years to see an ear, nose and throat specialist, and I spoke about them in Parliament. And lo and behold, I've had contact this morning from another lady who said she waited 10 years. Now, you know, that just seems extraordinary to me, but I don't think you need, or people listening need me to tell them about waiting lists. You could probably mention it and your phones would light up, Mark, with people telling you stories of how long they're waiting. So I just feel it has really gone beyond the pale. But I do want to put a caveat on this conversation and say that I did see that the John Hunter have recently employed two specialist ear, nose and throat visiting medical offices, and they're starting, I think, in April. So that's good news, you know, and full props to them. But they can only do so much with the money that they receive from the federal government. You know, follow the money. If there's not enough money there, clearly people have to wait. And that's what I'm saying. The government has cut health budgets over and over again, and, you know, I'm saying in this next budget that Scott Morrison delivers in, you know, just a few weeks' time, he needs to restore those cuts so that people can have access to the healthcare they need.
Look, Mary, you talk about 4 years waiting to see a specialist. By the time you get in to see somebody at that length, let alone 10 years, the problem you've got is going to be much worse.
Oh, exactly. And this is part of the problem.
It is. But then the cost goes on and on further because you've now got a more expensive health problem to fix than you started with.
Well, this is exactly it. And in fact, I've been talking, we had the rural doctors in Canberra this week, and I've been speaking to just a number of doctors around my electorate who've contacted me about the freeze on the GP rebate, which effectively means that it's more expensive to go to the doctor. And they've said the problem is if people don't come in when, you know, they just have that, oh, you know, I've got this sort of bit of a little pain, you know, in the right side, just under my rib cage. Now, I'm not sort of sure what it is. And the doctor might say, well, you know what, it might be your gallbladder and we can fix that easily. But lo and behold, they leave it and gets worse. And, you know, they could have some sort of terrible emergency with their gallbladder. And anyone who's ever had that, you know, knows how. And that's just a tiny example. So what happens is people's circumstances often become more complex around their health, and that's where the increased cost blows out because, you know, instead of having to perhaps go on some medication for a short time, change their diet, look after themselves, you know, they may have to have surgery, they may have to be on some sort of a health regime that's far more complex.
Well, we will wait for budget time and fingers crossed that we get a few more dollars, a lot more dollars thrown back into health. Meryl, thank you for your time this morning.
Have a good one. Really lovely to chat to you. And party on, Mark Rourke.
Thank you, Meryl. Have a great afternoon getting the good work done. That's Member for Paterson, Meryl Swanson.